Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 2. This Mishnah was said by Rabban Gamliel, who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi that we quoted in the previous Mishnah. And interestingly enough, Rabban Gamliel was from the last Tanoim, if not the last Tana, last Mishnaic rabbi himself. So what did he say? Rabban Gamliel b'leish Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Yomer, Yofet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. The Talmud Torah, learning Torah, is beautiful when it's accompanied with Derech Eretz. There's two pshatim on what Derech Eretz means. The simple pshat means a person who has a job and earns money and studies Torah. I would say the other way around, a person who studies Torah and also has a job so that he can support himself and support his mishpacha. That's beautiful. Sheyigi ashneim, because when a person expends effort in both of these arenas, mishakach aslavon, it gets rid of sin. That means a person is occupied at all times, either by pursuit of making a livelihood for his family, and when he's not doing that, he's learning Torah. So there's no time for the person to do averis. The Meiri and others learn that this actually means Derech Eretz in the way that most of us would use the word Derech Eretz, which means the appropriate conduct and positive midas and appropriate character traits, that when a person just has Torah without appropriate midas, that's not a good thing. But when a person's life is working on their character and side by side learning Torah, which also refines a person's character, that's beautiful. And between those two pursuits, a person is careful to stay away from avoin, from sin. Regardless of how you learn, the Mishnah continues, that any Torah that doesn't have with it milacha, that means someone doesn't have a source of livelihood, seifa betel, in the end he won't be able to continue learning, because the person will need to, you know, preoccupy himself with finding a source of parnasa. And even worse, if a person finds himself in a desperate situation, he could end up doing things to earn money that he never thought he would have done before, just because his kids are starving. So therefore, a person should have Torah and Malacha. A person should have Torah learning as well as Malacha, as well as a job. Here too, the Miri and others learn differently, that Torah means Torah and Malacha means that a person works on themselves to be the right type of person that they should be character-wise. So similar to the previous statement, or that they at least work on what they learn, on implementing what they learn. Continues the Mishnah. Any person who is oisik b'tzarchei tzibur, somebody who participates, he is a communal person, he's a klal person, and he works on behalf of the broader Jewish community, yu'amim lehem l'shem shamayim. All the toil, all the work that you should put in should be l'shem shamayim, for altruistic reasons, not so that you should get personal recognition, honor, or prestige. Why? She'schus avoysa misayasen. All the success in a tzibur comes from the schus avos, from the merit of their forefathers. Vitzit kasam, and the righteousness of the forefathers, oymedes lo'ad, endures forever. So like this, if a person works for the tzibur, for the community to gain recognition and personal benefit, he doesn't have that tzchus, so he won't have that success. But when does it, l'shem shamayim, for the right reason, then he's able to tap into the oldest tzchus avos, which will make him far more effective. Ve'atem, says the Mishnah, nevertheless, don't worry that maybe if you're just doing it l'shem shamayim, you know, and it's the schus of the tzibur, so who are you? It's the success here has nothing to do with you. No. Ma'alan yaleichem, says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I consider it sachar harbe, and I give you much reward, ki'ilu asisem, as if everything that was accomplished was because of you. It means it's not really accomplished because of you, it's accomplished because of the schus avos and the merit of the tzibur of the congregation. Nevertheless, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us reward, he views it as if we ourselves totally pulled it off. So this is an incentive for a person to be involved in communal matters. On one hand, he taps into this incredible schus avos, this eternal merit of our forefathers. On the other hand, he gets personal schar. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.